Surf's up, board's out, it's still summer, and there's still time to get out on the water. As reporter Ping Wong investigates, on the New Hampshire seacoast, the new summer sport is paddleboard yoga.
It was 6:30 on a recent Tuesday night. Seabrook Harbor at sunset. Motorcycles on the strip, planes overhead, and a crew of women doing yoga on paddleboards.
Gazing up at the sky as the palms touch.
I was one of them, out on the water in downward dog, bobbing in the waves. I had met a surfer yogi who told me I had to try it. Karen Fraser is a stand-up paddleboarder, SUP for short, and a yoga teacher who runs classes out of a surf shop in Northampton.
So you're just like so in sync with nature. It's just, it's like magical. It's magical.
The class in Seabrook was led by Jana Alenio. She's the founder of SUPYO, a traveling yoga studio. Alenio is an Atkinson native and a paddleboard yoga pioneer on the New Hampshire seacoast. She discovered it in 2011 when her brother brought a paddleboard home.
He said, I bet you could do yoga on that thing. I'm like, what a good idea. So I took it back out and I tried some poses and immediately was obsessed.
She took a road trip down the California coast where she discovered that it was an organized sport with classes and certifications. Could something that screams California make it on the East Coast? Alenio bet on it. She got her SUP yoga teacher training out in California and brought it back east in 2012. And in the past 4 years, she's seen it go mainstream.
It's in resorts, it's at your local beach or lake. I mean, it's everywhere, it's worldwide.
Alenio and her team of three are building a SUP yoga empire along the New England seacoast. This summer, they're driving a van full of paddleboards to seven locations, from Rye and Seabrook down to Boston Harbor and Hingham, Massachusetts. Back in Seabrook, Stacy Pawinski was here for her third SUP yoga class.
Well, I love yoga and I love the ocean and being by the water, and it just combines the two. And there's also the added challenge of trying not to fall in.
And here's her main tip for first timers like me.
So I felt like you had to make your stances like wider than normal so that you get better balance.
Out in the water, we anchored in a drifting semicircle facing Alenio. We started in tabletop on our hands and knees with some cat and cow spine warm-ups, and I have to admit, I was struggling on that board.
Arms out. Bring your arms out for balance.
But I remembered yoga teacher Karen Fraser's advice.
Whatever's going on in your life, whatever's going on under your board, like, it's just, don't fight it. Just ride it.
I took a wide stance, breathed a little deeper. I went with the flow through warrior, triangle, tree, and wheel. I would be sore for days. But at the end of class, we floated on the harbor in Shavasana, full resting pose, with a painted sunset sky, fresh ocean breeze, lulled by the waves. It was totally magical. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Ping Huang.
Perhaps we could hear some paddleboard yoga enthusiasts at Hampton Beach. As part of our Life on the Seacoast series, NHBR's Jason Moon has this audio postcard.
It's beautiful. It's so clean. The sand is gorgeous. Lively. A lot of characters, a lot of people watching. It's great. I love it. Oh, there's my ride. I gotta go.
Sure. Thank
Thanks.
You.
It is different. Yeah, you don't get this at many other beaches, I'd say, but there's a lot of places to go shopping and a lot of good places to eat. That's my first thing.
We haven't been up here for about 20 years. I used to come up here every year on vacation with my three kids. So we decided the last 15 years or so, 20 years, we've been going like OOB. So this year we picked Hampton again. It's nice. A lot of good shops, a lot of good places to buy clothes and whatever, you know. You want to get the kids a t-shirt or a toy or whatever. Not bad, you know, something to do.
Yeah, it's very packed and busy. There's so much commotion, a lot of people, you know. It gets very packed at times, a little overcrowded, but, you know, there's a lot to do, a lot of shopping.
I love Hampton Beach. I've been coming since my daughter was little because we can park and we can walk everywhere. We don't need to drive around looking for a restaurant or a snack. The beach is right here. We bring the little kids. They got the playground. It's just, we've been doing it for years. My daughter's going to be 50. And when she was 13, we started coming every year. It's just beachy. It's just wonderful.
You'll find more stories from our series Life on the Seacoast at nhpr.org.